nothing changes.
Get ready. It's time for the Sheck Check Podcast, inspiring to normalize the way we talk about the way we think, feel, and behave. With your host, Erez Sheck.
Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me this week. If you have not already subscribed to the Sheck Check to get your weekly self-awareness checks on, wherever you are listening to us, hit that subscribe button. The more ways you have to check thyself, the less wreckage of said self is possible, in theory, you know, because you have to give it context. Theory is great. Context is everything. So I bet you didn't know that October is LGBTQ History Month. Did you know that? Did you? Well, if you did, you are either in my LGBTQ family or you are an ally. And if you didn't know, that's okay. They don't teach you this stuff in school. And now you know. Now, by the time this episode airs, October 11th will have come and gone. And why is October 11th so important? October 11th is important because it is National Coming Out Day. Now, just to be clear, National Coming Out Day, it's not like the scheduled day where it's like you have to come out today. It's the only day of the year that you can come out. If you want to come out any other day, you're not allowed to. No, that is not how it works. That is not what National Coming Out Day is about. National Coming Out Day is a day to celebrate, but also bring awareness to those who might be in the closet, those who are not comfortable or feel safe enough to say it to others, or even to say it to themselves. A day of awareness, a day of support, a day to let people know that there is a community and a chosen family waiting to love you and accept you as you are, without question, when you are ready. A day to remind those gay, lesbian, bisexual, queer, and transgender folks that they are supported, that they will be supported when they are ready. You know, I think back to when I came out, when I was 18, and it happened a few weeks into college, and the friends that I had made just in that short period of time, they didn't ask questions. Once I was able to say it to myself and say it out loud to them, it was simply, okay. And that was that. And then, of course, came the people I told who asked me questions like, well, how do you know? Are you sure? If you've never been with a girl, how do you know you're gay? And as I sit here 21 years later, crap, I'm old. I can see why those questions get asked. I can totally understand why people want to ask those questions. And I can see the curiosity and the confusion. And to be clear, I don't think those questions should be asked or need to be asked. I do still see them as ignorant. I see asking someone to explain their sexuality and why they are that way, why they love and are attracted to who they love versus it just being accepted, is ignorant. And those two things, they can coexist, right? The understanding where those questions are coming from while also thinking that they are ignorant. In many ways, that's the point. Now, if you're stuck on the fact that I said ignorant, give me a second here, because I know people, including myself, can get very reactionary when the word ignorant is used. But ignorant at its core, at its definition, without whatever judgments we have of it, is defined as ignoring knowledge. Now, whether that knowledge is openly available to you or you have to look a little deeper to find it, yeah, it can still be ignorant. But that is what awareness is for. My sexuality came into question because it looks abnormal to people who have accepted one way of looking at love or relationships, one understanding of love and relationships, one set of knowledge about what love and relationships are and what they look like. My sexuality came into question because we have lived and we live in a world that assumes sexual orientation from a very, very, very young age. A set of knowledge that convinces us to assume heterosexuality until proven gay. Seeing little boys paired up with girls in first grade, oh, wouldn't it be cute if they end up together? Or the junior high school dances where kids are told to ask someone out to the dance, ask a girl or a boy out to the dance because honestly, you're never too young to have a belief instilled in you that being in a couple is how you must go through life. Yay, codependency. And not to mention, again, having heterosexuality assumed. A boy asks a girl or a girl asks a boy, but it must be a boy with a girl or else the parents will be confused or scared or distant or angry. Then prom. At this point, you know, the conditioning, it's gone a little more full blast into the boys and girls going to the dance together and the mentality. And maybe, just maybe, there is that one gay guy who brings his boyfriend, and that becomes this big, huge deal, which it is. It is huge, and it should be celebrated, and it will be celebrated and ridiculed. It is a big deal, because it has to be a big deal, because it's not what we've promoted. It's not the knowledge that has been passed down, what we've assumed and accepted. And assumptions can have bits and pieces of knowledge behind it or in it, but assumptions will always be based in ignorance. A young boy or girl, a teenage boy or teenage girl, a young man or young woman or old woman has to come out in some form to others, to themselves, because of the knowledge we've accepted, because of the assumptions we've accepted, because of what we promote in our words and in our actions. The point is that we've created a world where coming out has to happen, and we continue to promote a world where coming out has to happen. I have never met anyone in my life who has had to come out as straight, because you don't have to. It's assumed. Coming out doesn't happen just once. It doesn't happen just once with friends and family, maybe, and then extended family, maybe. Assumed sexuality stuff happens every single day, which means I have to ask myself, do I come out to this person? Is it safe for me to come out to this person? Is it okay if I come out to this person? Do I need to ask permission to come out to this person? Do I want to come out to this person? You know, I was reading a tweet the other day, and it really spoke to everything regarding the constant coming out process in the LGBTQ world. And the tweet from a lesbian says, "Coming out is an ongoing process. Even though I quote unquote look gay, Uber drivers ask me if I have a boyfriend. I had to come out to a nurse last year when she was confused as to how I was sexually active but not using birth control." End quote. Now, these things might seem like little things and little moments, but no matter what size you want to judge it as, it adds up to the problem. I celebrate coming out, and I bring awareness, and I support anyone and all who are struggling in the society that we have. I also think it's important to note that we have the power to create a society that makes it unnecessary to come out. Hopefully, this brings some awareness, provides some context, creates less ignoring of the knowledge that is out there, that you can choose to get information on, that you can choose to create some space for yourself and others, maybe some space to question reactions or questions and assumptions that are existing within you. And also, I am in the LGBTQ community, and I still say ignorant things. And I know that no matter how I paint those things I may say and assumptions I make of others within my community and outside my community, I choose to learn. I become aware, and I learn. And along the way, I find space to forgive myself for my ignorance. Because as long as I am becoming aware, as long as I am choosing to learn, as long as I am making choices past my ignorance, then I am always coming from a wiser place. We can do that. We can pass that on to younger generations, and we can eventually create a society where we don't have to say gay rights or human rights. We just know it. When we not only talk about LGBTQ history, but we understand how it is everyone's history, where we don't assume sexual orientation. We just let love be love, and we accept it without question, without hesitance, without judgment. But we're not there yet. We are not there yet, not even close. So we have to say it. We need to say it. It is important for us to say it. I am Arish Shek, and I am gay, and I am proud. Thank you for taking the time to tune in this week. If you want to learn more about LGBTQ history, head on over to LGBTQHistoryMonth.com. The link is in today's bio. And another great resource to have and to learn about is the Trevor Project. The Trevor Project was founded in 1998, a year before I came out, by the way, by the creators of the short film Trevor. They are the leading national organization that provides intervention and suicide prevention services to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and questioning youth. If this carries interest to you to just learn more about, or you need support, or you know someone who might need support, head over to thetrevorproject.org. The link is also in the bio for this episode. Just always remember that everything you are bringing into your awareness everything that you are checking within yourself, it will always carry on outside of you. So please remember that. We can always create space for more. That being said, keep taking care of yourself. That's what we do so we can take care of others. Until next time, Sheck Check out.
Thank you so much for listening to the Sheck Check podcast. Subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or whatever you listen to for your favorite podcast. All linked up on our website, www.thesheckcheck.com. If you are picking up what we are laying down and want to help spread the word and live by example, leave a review and share with friends. Until next time, check yourself before you wreck yourself.